CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 11th of August 2024. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB 2024 convention will have a mix of presentation, workshops and forums to suit a broad range of interests. The RSGB welcomes University Technical College South Durham Radio Club to its school zone webpage. The RSGB's awards manager has issued an update about operating awards. The RSGB convention this year will have a mix of presentations, workshops and forums to enable you to take part in the content that suits you. On Saturday morning, there'll be an EMC and EMF update presentation, followed by an informal EMC and EMF clinic in the afternoon, led by RSGB EMC Committee Chairman John Rogers, M0JAV with Ian White, GM3SEK, and Peter Zollman, G4DSE, who are two of the committee's EMF consultants. These sessions are not to be missed. Head to the presentation to hear the latest updates and then take your EMC and EMF problems to the clinic where John, Ian, Peter and other specialists will be available to help. This is just one of the great amateur radio topics being covered at this year's event. To book your convention tickets, go to the RSGB website, rsgb.org/convention. The RSGB is thrilled to welcome the University Technical College South Durham Radio Club to its School Zone webpage. The club, which is operating using callsign M1UTC, is being led by Professor Ian Neal, M0KEO, who is also the RSGB's British Science Week coordinator. The club is looking forward to operating at the start of the new term in September. If you'd like to view contact details for this or any other school and college amateur radio clubs, go to RSGB website and look under School Zone. The RSGB also has a list of university amateur radio clubs, which you can find by visiting the RSGB under University Corner. If you're part of a school, college or university club that isn't currently listed on any of these pages, please email the name of the club, contact details of any supporting web links to comms@rsgb.org.uk. As part of the RSGB's commitment to keeping members updated, the awards manager has issued some key messages about RSGB operating awards so far this year. Lindsay Pennell, G8PMA, is always keen to hear from radio amateurs about the type of awards they enjoy and new ones they'd like the RSGB to develop, if possible. One of the ideas he's considering is a series of variations on the marathon stroke challenge idea that runs over a specified time period to achieve target criteria. Would that interest you? Also, if you're a keen award chaser and would like to share your story, Lindsay would like to hear from you. You can contact him via awards@rsgb.org.uk. And you can see the key messages on this page, on his page, on the RSGB website. Search for Awards Manager. Don't forget to listen out for all the stations that will be on the air during International Lighthouse and Lightship weekend, Saturday the 17th and Sunday the 18th of August. This is one of the most popular amateur radio events in the calendar, and in past years there have been more than 500 entries from over 40 different countries. More details about the event and registration at illw.net. The British Inland Waterways on the Air event takes place on Saturday the 24th, Monday the 26th of August. The event is open to amateurs who use canals, towpaths, rivers, lakes, reservoirs for work or recreation. Registration for the event is now open. To sign up, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website at nharg.org.uk and follow the By WOTA 2024 link. National Hamfest 2024 takes place on the 27th and 28th of September and promises to be an unforgettable celebration of all things amateur radio. As always, the traders and manufacturers are lining up to bring you the best in amateur radio equipment and accessories. Many exhibitors will be offering exclusive deals, making it the perfect time to upgrade your gear or add new items to your shack. For those eager to secure their spot, online ticket sales are open and early bird discount is available until the 31st of October. More info and to purchase your tickets, visit nationalhamfest.org.uk. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline submission is 10 a.m. on the Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society's Hamfest is taking place today, the 11th of August. The venue is the Cobham Sports and Social Club Ground, Merlin, near Wimborne in Dorset. Doors open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and admission, which includes parking, costs £5. Catering and a bar are available. More information, visit fraras.co.uk/hamfest. Rugby Amateur Radio Transmitting Society's annual radio rally is scheduled to take place on Sunday the 18th of August at Prinsthorpe College, Prinsthorpe in Rugby. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, but sellers can gain access from 8 a.m. Admission £4 per person. Pre-booked pitches cost £15. On the day, pitches will cost £20. More info, email rally@rugbyats.co.uk or visit rugbyats.co.uk. West Manchester Radio Club's Red Rose Summer Rally is set to take place on Sunday the 18th of August at St Joseph's Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, WN72PJ. Doors open 10 a.m. Further information, email rally@wmrc.co.uk or phone 07796 264569. Special event news, Bush Valley Amateur Radio Club will be active from all three lighthouses on Rathlin Island during International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, Saturday the 17th and Sunday the 18th of August. Operators will be working on the 80 to 10 metre bands using SSP CW FT8. Listen out for special call signs GB1RP, GB2EL and GB2WL, which will all be in use. For more information, visit the QRZ.com page for each of the call signs. Danish amateur radio experimenters are activating special event stations in Denmark to celebrate the 60th anniversary of Islands on the Air, or IOTA. There'll be various activities from both fixed and amateur radio stations, and from island expeditions to some of the 101 Danish IOTA islands. All amateur radio bands can be used with CWSSB RTTY in several digital modes. A diploma for contacts and shortwave listener reports with special event stations achieved during the period from the 1st of July to the 31st of August 2024 will be available. All logs will be uploaded to Club Log and Logbook of the World. For more info, visit ON660IOTA, that's OZ60IOTA page at QRZ.com. The Unicom Radio Club is operating using the special event station call sign GB1URC until the 4th of September. The activity marks the official introduction of the International Club to the amateur radio community. More information, visit unicomradio.com/GB1URC. Emil DLHJJ is active as OX stroke call sign from Greenland until the 15th of August. He's operating on the HF bands using CW from a camp at Tasiilaq, NA151, and from various locations on the main island, NA018. Rafael, LN3RP, is active as YN2RP from Nicaragua until the 20th of August. He's operating SSB CW FD8 FD4 on the 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL VAR Logbook of the World, EQSL, or directly to NN3RP. Now, contest news. on Tuesday the 13th, the 432 Megs FM Activity Contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 70-centimetre band, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday the 13th, 432 Megs UK Activity Contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 70 SEMS band, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Worked All Britain DXCW Contest started at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 10th, runs till 2359 UTC today, Sunday the 11th. Using CW on the 80 to 10 metre bands, the exchanger's signal report and serial number. Wednesday the 14th, the 432 Megs FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, the exchanger's signal is report and 4-character locator. Also Wednesday the 14th, 432 Megs FT8 Activity 2-hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange as above. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 15th, the 70 Megs UK Activity Contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now, for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, they write, well, so much for the experts. NOAA predicted that the solar flux index would fall last week when it actually increased to a whopping 303 on Thursday the 8th. But this high solar flux number was accompanied by a strong risk of solar flares, so it was not all plain sailing. We've had 15 M-class and 2 X-class solar flare events over the past 3 days, and the threat remains high. Coronal mass ejection activity on Wednesday resulted in NOAA and the Space Weather Prediction Center warning of possible moderate G2 geomagnetic storming towards the latter part of week ending the 11th of August. This could see the KP index and the rise and the maximum usable frequency fall. Hopefully conditions will improve after the weekend. Last week was a good one for HF propagation, with a high solar flux index and low KP index. The 10 metre band was open to Brazil in the late afternoon, and this appeared to be F2 propagation and not multi-hop sporadic E. Meanwhile, the 15-metre band has perhaps been the DX band of choice, with long openings to the Far East, at least on FT8, and North America at the same time. HF conditions should also improve as we move into September, but more on that closer to the time. Attention now shifts to N5J on Jarvis Island and an uninhabited 4.5 km² coral island in the South Pacific Ocean, about halfway between Hawaii and the Cook Islands. The expedition is active on all bands, and their website is at jarvisislandfigures2024.com. That can provide you with personalised propagation forecasts. Just let us know if you work them. Using Propy at soundbites.asia or VOACap at voacap.com shows that 2017 15 metre short path seems to offer the best chance of working the expedition, with morning openings from around 0600 to 1000 UTC. There is also a potential long path opening between 1800 and 2000 UTC, with the possibility of the 10-metre band at 1900 UTC. Both are near polar paths and may be adversely affected by a high KP index. CDXC members with good stations have already reported QSOs with N5J on the 17-metre band using FT8. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the range of 185 to 240. Geomagnetic conditions will depend on whether we have more solar flares and coronal mass ejections, and the chance of those remains high. An Earth-facing coronal mass ejection could send the KP index soaring, and that will no doubt lead to reduced maximum usable frequency and noisy bands. So fingers crossed for more quiet geomagnetic conditions and low KP indices. VHF and up, the summer tries to deliver, but overall the pattern has been rather unsettled, in flavour for the coming week. On the positive side, we see a transient area of high pressure crossing southern Britain over the weekend, ending today the 11th. This could give some tropo conditions, but after this the Atlantic westerly flow brings a succession of fronts and showers to most areas. In terms of propagation, this suggests that rain scatter will have the best of it in the week ahead. The sporadic heat season remains a good fallback and surprised us in East Anglia mid-morning on Tuesday the 6th of August with a 144 meg sporadic heat propagation to YUHA9A and LZ moving around towards Italy as the opening progressed. All were workable with 100 watts and a white stick antenna on FT8. For the coming week, the jet stream activity will probably start by favouring paths to Scandinavia and the Baltic. Later in the week, a new jet stream will drive southeast into Iberia, opening up chances for paths to EA and CT. The Perseids meteor shower this week will provide welcome new fuel for sporadic E, and as a result, like most years, we'll see openings into the first week of September. The meteor scatter highlight is the Perseids meteor shower, which peaks on Monday and Tuesday, so there are plenty of opportunities to try a new mode or fill in some missing grid squares if you're already involved in meteor scatter. Many websites explain what it's all about, but one to start you off is g7rdx.co.uk. Also, try looking for videos of meteor activity on SDR radios to get an idea of what it all sounds like. The solar conditions lately have been rather disturbed. It would not be surprising if the KP index was to suggest that aurora could be a possibility if it gets to 5 or higher. Moon declination is negative, reaches minimum on Thursday the 15th, which means there'll be short moon visibility windows and low peak elevation. Path losses will decrease throughout the week and 144 meg sky noise is low over the weekend, but climbing to reach a high peak of over 3,200 Kelvin on the 15th. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week.